Hello and welcome back to Brain Explores, the podcast where we dive into the most fascinating mysteries of the human brain. I'm Alma, and today we're going to explore a strange and mysterious experience almost everyone has had at some point, déjà vu. That eerie feeling when you walk into a place you've never been to before, yet somehow it feels like you have. Or where you're in the middle of a conversation and suddenly you feel like you've said those exact words but before. Or is it just a glitch in your brain? Let's find out. What is déjà vu? The term déjà vu is French for already seen, and it describes the unsettling sensation of experiencing something that feels oddly familiar, even though you know it shouldn't be. About 60 to 80% of people report having a déjà vu at least once in their lives, but scientists are still debating exactly why it happens. The brain science behind it. Déjà vu is thought to be the temporary mix-up in the brain's memory system. Here are some of the leading theories. The memory mismatch theory. One of the most popular explanation is that déjà vu happens when the brain mistakenly processes a new experience as a memory. Normally, our brain sorts information into short-term and long-term memory correctly. But sometimes the brain accidentally sends new information straight to long-term memory instead of processing it properly. This creates the illusion that we've experienced something before, when in reality it's just a trick of the brain. The dual processing theory. Our brain constantly processes information through different pathways. Fast and automatic, like recognizing a face instantly. Slow and detailed, like recalling where you've seen that face before. And these two pathways get slightly out of sync, the brain might register the moment twice, once as a new experience and once as a memory, creating the sensation of déjà vu. The hologram theory. Imagine that your brain stores memories like a hologram. Even a tiny fragment of an old memory can recreate the whole scene. If something in your current surroundings resembles a forgotten memory, your brain might reconstruct the same old scene and trick you into thinking you've been here before. This could explain why déjà vu feels so real, yet you can't quite place you've seen it before. Déjà vu and the brain's temporal lobe. Scientists have found that déjà vu is linked to the temporal lobe, the part of the brain responsible for memory and recognition. People with temporal lobe epilepsy sometimes experience intense déjà vu right before a seizure. This suggests that déjà vu might be caused by a brief burst of electrical activity in the brain, similar to what happens during a small, harmless seizure. Déjà vu and the paranormal? Some people believe déjà vu is proof of our past lives, parallel universes, or even glitches in the matrix. While there's no scientific proof for these ideas, it's fun to imagine. Déjà vu might feel mysterious, but it's really just the brain doing its best to process information. Whether it's a memory mix-up, or timing error, or a forgotten experience resurfacing, it reminds us just how complex and fascinating our minds really are. Next time you have déjà vu, don't panic. Just smile, and remember that your brain is working hard to keep up with the world around you. That's it for today's episode of Brain Explorers. If you enjoyed this deep dive into déjà vu, don't forget to subscribe and share your own déjà vu experiences with me. I'd love to hear them. See you next time for another adventure into the amazing world of the brain. Bye!